When primary voters go to the polls in South Carolina on Saturday, they will be the first in the nation to use all new voting equipment. South Carolina is one of about a dozen states replacing all or most of their voting machines this year. State officials do not expect any problems, though after the disastrous Iowa caucuses, no one is taking anything for granted. Here's NPR's Pam Fessler.
Poll workers had to help voters cast their early absentee ballots at the Richland County Election Office in Columbia this week. Most people were using the system for the first time. They had to insert a paper ballot into an electronic marking device, choose their candidate, and review the ballot, which included both a barcode and their candidate's name. They then took the ballot to a scanner to be counted.
All righty, Donnie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day.
The new system involves extra steps, but the state wanted to replace its old touchscreen machines with ones that produce a paper trail. Voter Dwayne Sims appreciates that change.
I do like the fact that there is a paper ballot. I did double check and make sure that the person that I selected was the name that was on the ballot.
But he does worry that the extra steps could cause long lines at some polling sites. Most people here say the system is pretty easy to use and they like it, with the caveat that new technology can always cause problems. Among those voting was Duncan Buell, a computer scientist at the University of South Carolina.
I'm not a fan of the ballot marking devices because the votes are actually counted not from the text that I can read, but from barcodes.
He says he'd be more confident if the state conducted a thorough audit of the ballots afterwards. It's a concern computer scientists have expressed elsewhere, including in neighboring Georgia, which also has new machines. Buell thinks one advantage South Carolina has is that it was able to use the equipment in a few small elections, and now in the primary, so it has time to work out any kinks before November.
The good thing is that we're kind of building up in terms of turnout and complexity of the ballot.
You going to vote on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll be using this voting system for all elections going forward.
In nearby Orangeburg County, Chris Whitmire at the state's election commission is showing a voter how to use the new equipment. It's one of many demonstrations that have been held around the state to make voters feel as comfortable as possible.
When we say we have a paper record of the voter's voted ballot at the end of the day, they like that, and that makes them feel more confident in the integrity of the election and about the security of the election, and it does us too.
But one voter who comes by, Melissa Rose, isn't so sure about that.
I personally cannot read the barcode.
Right.
So I'm having to trust the system.
Whitmire tries to convince her that it's not that different than counting hand-marked ballots, but with all the news about hacking attempts and system malfunctions, it's no surprise some voters are skeptical. The League of Women Voters of South Carolina also had concerns about the barcodes, but co-president Christy McCoy Lawrence says the group's putting aside those concerns to focus on voter turnout.
We feel now that one of the greatest dangers comes from people losing faith in the voting process. So we did not agree with this decision, but it's made. So we are now completely engaged in conveying confidence in the system.
So voters will show up and hopefully not encounter any problems that will discourage them in the future. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.